It's time for the Compos Outdoor. It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Welcome, Fairbanks. We're excited to have a new subject topic today. We're going to be talking about bear baiting and boat topping with a good friend of mine, John Harrell, who actually used to work for me. John was our service manager over at Compos, 100 years ago, John?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Anyway, John's got into a couple other businesses, very successful businesses. I take the credit because he learned from a successful business. I had tried to say that without laughing. But anyway, so John, tell us a little about your history. Did you grow up here? Just give us a brief rundown, and then we'll go into your business.
Yeah, I've been here roughly about 40 years now, 41 years. I've lived, worked, and enjoyed the outdoors, you know.
Yeah,
just did the Alaska dream is really what it came down to.
So. That's what we do. And I know you've been big in hunting and boating and everything I'm into, and that's what the show is about, the outdoor show. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your exploding business right now, the bear baiting products that you sell. Bear baiting is getting to be a more popular, it's not just a one guy operation. Now there's families going out doing bear baiting. And I know you told me earlier that you've shot a lot of bears from bear baiting, but it's been a long time. Why?
Well, lately I haven't really shot any bears because we've been taking kids out, letting them shoot the bears. It's a great opportunity for the young people to get out, experience the outdoors. It's a controlled situation. It's not like moose hunting where you can sit for hours and hours and get bored. When you get them in the stand, they get a lot of action. The bears are coming in, and it's controlled. Like, shots are able to be taken at close range in a controlled situation. And it's just exciting for the kids to see the bears, you know, and have them up that close.
It's exciting for the adults, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially watching the kids get excited.
Oh, it's super excited. You know, you get the shakes. I mean, even to this day, I've been in bear stands tons, and to this day, you still get the shakes. It's just an exciting. I can tell you a story of my daughter, her first bear come in, and she looks at me, and she's asked me, why am I shaking so bad? And I'm like, because it's adrenaline, honey, you know. But with the stand, it allows you, the kids, to calm down and get their nerves together.
You know, they're safe.
And you can talk them through it, and they can make a good, clean shot. And it's just a lot of fun.
The common perception or common theory is that the biggest reason people don't successfully get a bear from a stand is because they underestimate the bear's intelligence. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, bears, it comes down pretty smart. A lot of the reason also is they start too early. A lot of people, April 15th, they're out trying to put their bait out. It's just way too early. About the middle of May, depending on the region and the snow level, you get your bait out. Your hot weeks are June 1st, first week of June normally is your hottest week, or the second week. But a lot of people by then have given up because they haven't seen bears or they haven't had great success yet. Where if, you know, they just give it that first, second week, if they take it all the way through to there, then that's normally when the bears really start moving.
And talk about your spot. How do you pick your spot?
Most spots you want to pick next close to water.
Yeah.
Bears need a lot of water. And so rivers are great. Take your boat out.
Your
SJX boat, yeah. The creeks, lakes, anything like that, anywhere close to water with big timbers. When it starts getting warm in June, bears don't want to be in the heat because they still have that thick coat. So you want to find a place that's kind of covered and gives them a little protection. And you're just going to have to do a little scouting too. You know.
What about your stand? What do you like for height and how do you like to set up your stand?
Well, a lot of people like them, 10, 12 feet. Some people like them 20. It just depends. I try to go 12 to 15 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Get you up a little bit. Get you out of the wind, you know.
And there's good resources on the Alaska Fish and Game website about how you have to sign up, and you got to post, signage.
You have to take a clinic or a class.
It's a regulated sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a good thing to do. And, of course, we were talking about this before the show. This is a great predator control measure here, really.
Oh, yeah. Bears, and bears, they killed a lot of moose calves and caribou calves.
Which is what we live
year.
On.
Yeah, you know, on average, on the Nilchik study that's posted, they killed 34.4 moose and caribou calves in 45 days, average bear out of a study. And wow. So you're that's a lot of calves. If you know, for every bear you take, grizzly bear especially, you're saving 34.4 calves, which will grow up to provide, you know.
Right. Yeah, I remember years ago Bill Hager saying that the predators took, I think it was 88% of the, maybe more than that. I know that human harvest was 4 to 5% of the moose and caribou, and that I know a wolf took the equivalent of 12 moose or 24 caribou in a year. So mm-hmm. when you do the math on that, not just those animals they're taking, but the babies those animals aren't going to have
now.
I mean, it's a huge deal. And, of course, especially now with the price of food and energy, it's really important that we, you know, again, this was 10 or 15 years ago. They estimated the price, the value of a moose on the hoof was $5,500 as far as, you know, meat and protein and all that other stuff in the villages. So, I mean, and it's that's got to have gone up 50% by now, especially in the last couple of months with food prices.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about what you've got here. Now, you make several products that you've learned over the years, these bear products. Talk about that a little bit, how you got into it and what it worked. I was able to smell some of them. They smell very powerful. They really, really seem
well,
like they work.
Well, the name of the products, Glacier Bear Products, I created it 3 years ago. What I had found is, locally, there just wasn't a supply for bear baiting products. Everybody was trying to build their own, do their stuff. Talked to a few local businesses that were looking for products. And since I had been building them for me and my friends, I was like, well, here we go. And so I just started first year I put them in one store in North Pole, and it sold like hotcakes. And then tons and tons of people then requested more. And since then, it's just grown into trying to keep up with supply and demand.
Well, it's interesting. You've got scent beads. You've got products called the Center, Bubblegum Blast, Bear Squares, Old School. And then you've got a spray products, right?
Yeah.
Cover and bait spray.
I can go over a few of these.
Yeah.
Scent beads have been around since 1981. They were patented. They're just gel beads that hold scent. You can sprinkle them around your bait site. They just draw bears to the bait site, and as it rains, they refill and start the process over because they dehydrate down.
Sure.
The Center is a 6.5-pound block that is special made by me. And what it's designed, you hang it 12 feet in a tree. It's loaded with scent, and as it melts, it slowly releases that scent. And these scents then bring in the bears to your bait site. Once a bear comes to your bait site, it will remain coming back because it's got food and everything, and it's comfortable there. So a lot of these products are to bring them to you there. But some of these products are then designed to, as they touch them and walk out into the wilderness, they leave scent trails so other bears follow them in. Bubblegum Blast is just a concentrated material, a scent that you can add to your fry grease.
You enhance whatever food product you bring in?
Well, basically your fry grease. What you want to do is all bear baiters use fry grease because the bears, they step in, they touch it, and when they walk off, they leave a scent trail. And so you can do that, or you can add it to about 20 ounces of water and put it on not like a boil, but just like a steamer.
Oh.
And it is strong. It will actually give you a headache if you got too close to it because it's strong. And so like if you're sitting in the stand, you can use it for that. Bear squares are just little bitty square pucks that you can huck up in a tree that is super strong. Most everybody wants them as anise. And what they do is they dissolve over the course of a week or so, couple weeks. And they come in a 6-pack or a 2-pack. A 6-pack will give you 3 weeks. Every time you go out, you just huck another set up. That's the way I kind of designed it. Old school drip rag is pretty self-explanatory. The old timers just used to take a rag, put some scent on, hang it up in a tree.
Sure.
So I came up with a product that just basically does the same thing. When you get it, it comes in its complete package. It's a rag with a string on it. You dump your 4 ounces of scent in the package, soaks it, and it hangs up in the trees.
And how long does that scent stay there?
That scent will last for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And then the kicker is you'll have scent left in the bag. What I tell everybody is hang your bag up, and every time you come in, you can just lower your rag down and re-drip it. And what happens is it's light. A lot of backpackers that are hiking in, they use it to just because they're not having to pack the weight.
Yeah, because you got to be a mile away from a house.
House, or state maintained
road. So the weight is a big issue. You don't want to be lugging super heavy stuff in there.
And then the cover and bait spray. The cover and bait spray is basically a spray that is you just spray it all over everything. Your cribbage is what I tell everybody to spray it on. Just spray it, and what it does is it just creates a ton of scent. And then you take the jug in when you're hunting. You can also use it as a cover spray.
Okay.
So as you're trying to get the bears to come in, you're trying to hide your odor. And so that's where the cover spray comes into play. You just spray it all over, and it makes so strong in the baiting area that they don't pick up your smell.
So how far away can a bear pick up the scent of some of this stuff?
It depends when the wind's blowing, right? It depends on the wind direction. But I have actually watched them from like 3/4 of a mile away.
Nose up and start hoofing.
Well, they know. Last year, prime example, I put my bait out. I wasn't expecting a bear. I just put the bait out, and I decided to sit for the evening, and I had what was called birthday cake spray, and I sprayed it everywhere, super strong. And I'm like, so then my back was killing me, so I couldn't sit there for very long. But I hear this noise come. It's this huge grizz, man. Wow. And he's just coming in, and his nose is up. So I grab my SOCOM. I'm going to drop this bear. And I hit the button on my reflex sight, and boom, it's dead.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, man.
Now you're in the tree or not?
I'm in the tree. And so I'm like, oh, man, here we go. Because I was just going to sit there for the evening, listen to the birds and stuff.
Yeah.
And so then when I moved to flip it back on, he caught me. And he just flipped backwards and boogied out of there. And I'm just like, oh, man, it happened so quick.
Wow.
But these products, it just brought it in. And I found his tracks about a half a mile away where you could see he was coming down the trail and turned and went up. The other thing we sell is 100% anise oil. Black bears love anise. And so you can just add that to anybody who wants to build their own bait, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And
These are some pretty innovative products, and I mean you've been testing these over the years, trying different stuff, seeing what works, so where does somebody find these products?
These products are available in Frontier, yeah,
okay.
AK Ammo, Alaska Ammo,
yeah, sure,
Century Hardware, North Pole, Arms Room, North Pole,
okay,
and Back to Life Taxidermy,
okay,
North Pole.
So just about anywhere where you. Guns or hunting products you can get.
Well, I'm trying to keep my products local to the interior.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interior thing. Interior Facebook page, I give away 6 buckets this year. Did 8 last year. People loved it.
Yeah.
And the bucket has one of every product in it.
And how expensive?
Well, that's just it. I'm trying to keep the cost
down. Yeah, everything's going
up. And my prices comparative to other prices, mine are actually pretty low.
Good.
And, the other product we didn't talk about was the Time's Up bait powder. The Time's Up bait powder is a huge seller. You add it to your bait. It sweetens it. It adds tons of scent. And the bears will, like, roll in it and get it all over them. And they will.
Kind of like a dog with his feces.
And, the thing I love about this is people text me and send me pictures all night long during bear season.
Oh, nice.
So I have to turn my phone off at night because in the morning I'll have, like, 20
so is there a phone number they call, or they just go to these? I mean, do you sell direct, or do they just
Sell direct.
Yeah,
I try not to.
Good.
I just want to support the stores.
Yeah.
And so they
good
can pick them up in the stores, and the stores will contact me if they get low, and I'll go and restock them.
Yeah. So we're talking with John Harrell about bear baiting and his product line, Glacier Bear Bait. You can find it at any of the major stores, Frontier Sporting Goods, AK Ammo, and a lot of the others. So you want to check that out. We're going to take a slight break and hear from the sponsors here, and we'll be back to John and talk about a different subject that John's involved with, and that has to do with boat tops. So stand by for that. We will see you in a few minutes.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compos' passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compos on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compose Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compose Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, Fairbanks, we're talking with a good friend of mine, John Harrell. We've been talking about his Glacier Bear products, bear baiting products, and just kind of the whole history of what John's been doing and getting in the outdoors like what we all love to do. But you got your primary business is Boat Canvas, tell us the name of your business.
Yeah, Alaska Canvas Works.
Alaska Canvas Works. I don't want to screw that up. And you build boat canvases and other canvas products. How did you get into that, and when did you get into that?
I got into that in 2005. Dave Miller was retiring and taught me how to do it, and so then I just started from there. I started in my garage at home, and in the second year I was able to build a nice shop and grow from there. You've been a big part of that because I do a lot of boats for you. And so that's since then it's just grown, and it's gotten bigger and bigger.
And the problem, of course, with that business like that is seasonality. You know, the problem is if you could spread it out over 12 months.
It'd be great.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. You know, I know you've tried even discounts in the winter everything. People put their boats away. And now, speaking of which, you're probably going to be extremely busy this year because there's I don't know what percentage of people just leave their boat top up and snow load
takes it down. I'm already getting the calls. It's like, I tried to keep it shoveled. I'm like, man, it's pipe after pipe. I know what's going to happen.
So is there, you know, like, what do they say, 60 pounds a square foot on a house is starting to get, what is it on a boat top?
It's not much.
Yeah.
I mean, you
got
thin
tubing.
This is aluminum tubing and canvas. It's not designed to hold weight. It's designed to keep the water off you while boating. And so I recommend everybody take them down in the winter.
Yeah.
Take them down, roll them up, and put them somewhere where the sun don't hit them. Sun is actually what kills your fabric and your thread, your windows. Dave Miller told me years ago, put your windows, roll them up, your back curtains, and stick them under your bed. That way they stay the exact same temperature all year.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not heating and shrinking all winter. So I tell everybody to do that, you know, and put it away properly.
Well, and that's another thing. I mean, somebody told me once you could put it somewhere, even if you had it in a cold garage, but don't handle it, right?
Yeah, don't touch it. The window film is not made for 20 blow.
And
you get tons of people that try to get in their boat in the winter for some reason, and they left the top up, and they're asking me to put new windows in it.
So what kind of – what is? There's different manufacturers of the fabric. And,
I just use Top Gun strictly.
Yeah,
it's got a 10-year life expectancy. It holds up real well. It's great. The only thing that I found that kills it is gasoline and soap. And people, they'll try to wash their boat top with soap, it kills it, and then the gasoline will eat it.
Oh, sure.
And so I recommend everybody, before you put it away every year, get a bottle of 303 conditioner. It's at all these hardware stores. It's everywhere. Clean it up and put it away properly. And the 303 will make it last 10 times longer. Just because it's a UV inhibitor, it blocks the sun damage from damaging your canvas.
Yeah, I've seen some people even just throw a tarp when their boat's in their yard. They just throw a tarp over the top.
A tarp is great. If you do that, you want to latch it down because if the wind's blowing, it'll rub on it. But other than that, if you can just keep the sun, I tell everybody try to park it where the sun don't hit it all day, or throw something over it. Or if you're not using it, just take it down and put it somewhere, you know, where the sun's not hitting it. It'll last so much longer.
So you hear John Harrell here telling you to put it where the sun don't shine, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so boat tops. Now there's, I mean, I you know, there's all kinds of them. A lot of them are the more common John boat type with a straight console, full walkthrough console. If somebody wants to have a top built, what kind of tops do you do? I mean, is there different?
There's two bow, three bow. There's tops with moorings. There's camper tops. I do all that. I try to stay away from the big ocean boats because they're so big.
Yeah.
But mainly just river boats. I try to just stay with the 24 and under class boat.
Sure.
And windshield back. Just your basic tops. You know, you can get the four zipper front, you know, side window zip off, you know, I'll build some custom stuff, you know.
And I know you've done things for us, like a little two-tone, you'll do the welts, a little different color. They make them look nice. What kind of, somebody that wants a boat, you can usually, you got a choice of what, a dozen colors?
Or? Yeah, there's about six actually colors that are out there, but you can get different color binding, different color threads, all that stuff. Everybody knows that shipping supply problems are happening this year, and I'm having that same problem. Some colors are longer out and this and that. But for the most part, we've been able to take care of most of it. So,
And so one issue that I ran into for years with the top is on a cold day when you really want your top up and your side window's up and the wind's blowing sideways and you're sitting there, waiting for a moose to come out if you want to sit in the boat or whatever you want to do, you can never get the things snapped. They shrink up. They just shrink in the cold like some other things we know.
We're going to put stretchy sides.
Yeah. So
this is a Craig's design. in the beginning, I really didn't like it, but after now that it's been out, it's been tested, it's actually working pretty good.
So let's talk about this. So what it was, I came to John, I said, John, I never put my sides up, and people, I see people with vice grips and stretching them and throwing hot boiling water on the sides and trying to get them so those you can get the snaps to snap because it shrinks up. And so I said, why couldn't you just use like a piece of neoprene fabric or something flexible so you have that little inch and a half of cheating, I call it, where you can pull it down. So we built one for my boat, and it worked. And I love them. We do it on all our boats now.
It's
a little more expensive, but it's worth it because you got a functional.
It's four-way stretch material is what it is. And
you're talking just the panel between the glass window.
It's a 6-inch panel or 7-inch panel I put on the bottom.
Yeah.
And what it does is it allows about 3 inches of stretch. Because here's the problem with window film is once you cut it off the roll, it starts shrinking. It will shrink its whole life.
Yeah.
And so even if it'll shrink some, but then if it's not on the boat snapped up, it's just going to shrink.
Yeah.
So everybody takes their boat top off in the summer, come fall, they try to put it on.
Now, hey, this isn't my boat top.
Yeah. And so for the ones that don't have stretchy sides, honestly, hot tap water. If you just take a pitcher of hot tap water, pour it down the side, or if you're out in the field, you can just use your canteen or whatever, get something hot and it will stretch back out. Stretchy sides is kind of a compost, thing. I'll do it to anybody's boat, but he gets it on all his boats. Working pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It seems to be holding up. I've had it's a 2016 boat. It's working good. So I like that. We're talking with John Harrell about boat tops. It's a huge demand. Not a lot of outfits doing it in town, and really, really busy again because of the seasonality. What about windows? A lot of people don't wash the windows, and within 3 to 5 years, you can't see through them or whatever. How do you prevent that?
Really cleaning them.
Yeah.
I recommend everybody when you get home, wash your boat off with just cold water. And you can wash the windows lightly with one of them soft rags, like a detailing rag, and use 303 products on them. They have cleaner and conditioner, and so that'll keep them windows clean. But over time, they're going to harden. They're going to yellow. I mean, you might get 5-6 years if it's in the sun, and in that case, we just replace the window. We don't have to replace the whole window.
See, and that's what I didn't realize, and that's actually pretty affordable. If your windows are just fogged up on your boat and not used, John can put the new glass material, whatever you want to call it, in there, and they make a couple different thicknesses of them.
Oh, yeah. They make 20, 30. I don't normally go over 30 gauge. You start getting into 40 gauge, price starts getting up there.
Yeah.
And like Strata glass, that's like $400 a sheet. People don't want to do that. that.
So you do other stuff with canvas. What are some of the other things you build?
Mainly the only other thing I do is heavy equipment. Now, the thing that I try to let people understand is that I am a canvas shop, non-upholstery shop.
Okay.
And so I have done a few seats for you here.
Like
and
snow
there.
Machine seats.
No, and stuff. But I get a lot of calls for snow machine seats and stuff. And I
canvas. There's other outfits that do that too.
Yeah. Canvas and upholstery are two different categories.
Sure. Yep.
And totally different equipment and skill set.
Weather fronts?
Weather fronts, but mainly I just do commercial accounts for weather front. Sure. A lot of people don't like me drilling holes in a brand new Ford. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So I try to stay away from the little stuff.
But you do a fair amount of work for outfits up north that need
I do tons. Yeah. Like Volvo, and I don't know if I can name companies,
yeah, sure.
But AFC and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I do a ton of work for them companies, mainly heavy equipment, graders. And
well, so obviously this is going into peak season for you, right? You're usually, how many boat tops do you do in a summer?
I've done as high as like 89 boats in a season. Right now there's 28 boats on the books.
Wow.
Right now.
So you want to get in lines sooner?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're booked up, but I mean, if somebody needs either a boat repair or wants a new canvas, what's the process?
The process, basically give me a call or text. I do a lot through text now.
What's the number?
978-2843.
And the name of the business?
Alaska Canvas Works.
Okay.
And
you're in North Pole.
Yeah. And my shop's right next to my house, so I can work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And so what ends up happening is I will book you a spot, tell you what day to bring it, or a couple days ahead of time. Normally it takes me about 2 to 3 days to get your boat done. And then you just come back, pick it up, and they come in and out.
Yeah, they look really good. You know what I like about your work, John, is it looks everything. When they're done, there's not a bunch of wavy wrinkles. I've had canvas outfits before that build them, and they don't fit good. They, you know, sometimes they say, well, I want to build it. If it looks bad or baggy, they go, well, we build it loose so because it shrinks up and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it's really just the windows that shrink.
The kicker is a lot of my products. I'm a hunter. I have boats. I'm running boats constantly. I put like 4-zipper fronts. A lot of outfits, they just put 2 zippers. Everybody wants the 4-zipper because the driver wants to stand while he's driving.
And if it's raining, he can poke his head out and his wife can stay dry and kids.
And so since I do outdoor stuff, I know what works out there. I'm testing my products constantly.
Well, and that's true of both your products, the Glacier Bear products and your canvas products. You know, it's different when you're passionate about what you do and you believe in it and it's fun and you get to experiment and you get to hear other people say, man, I just shot this killer black bear.
Yeah.
You know, and it really makes a big difference.
All night long, I get texts from people I don't even know that says, I got this bear, you probably were good. And in the morning, it's like I get to hunt 50 different bait stations because I see all these people. You know, and they send me pictures, and I love that part of it. And the biggest thing I love about bear baiting also is that you just video, just checking your trail camera. It's always fun to see what's on there. You got wolves, wolverine, marten.
Yeah, there's a lot going on a bait camera. And how about people that get into your bait stand? Have you ever seen that?
I have never had that. Okay. I bait so far out.
Yeah.
I've just never had. You know, and that's what I tell a lot of people too, is if you're gonna bait, go farther than everybody else.
You know, there's room to roam here. We got so much area to get out to, and the further you get out,
there's more bears.
There's more bears, there's less people, there's you know, and you don't worry about running into somebody else. I'll tell you a quick story. My dad, I saw a picture once of deer hunting in Wisconsin and from the air, and you could see dozens and dozens of people in tree stands with orange on. And I asked my dad, I said, I was 13 or something. I said, Dad, why do they all wear the same color clothing? Because I grew up in Alaska, it didn't even occur to me that it was a safety issue and that you don't have enough room out there. I was so spoiled on Alaska, which we all are, that we had to do that. Yeah. Well, it's been great, John. John Harrell with Glacier Bear Products and his canvas business. And I one more time on your phone number, John.
978-2843.
Well, I appreciate you being in Fairbanks. We'll be back next week with some more Fairbanks Outdoors on the Compo Outdoor Show.
You have been listening to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compo's Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.